for herself in London. It wasn't a big budget, and Nina had only been granted an appointment thanks to a friend pulling strings, but she'd said all the wrong things and was beating herself up over what felt like self-sabotage.
Are you working again?
Well, that was just mean, wasn't it? She almost used her subway language, but kept walking, ignoring him. The photographer kept after her and some of his colleagues did too. They nipped like hyenas with baiting questions as they tried to get her attention.
Why aren't you in India?
Is it true you're pregnant?
Look.
She had to stop at the corner to wait for a car to turn in front of her. I know who Auriel Cuvier is, but I've never met her. I just happen to look a little bit like her. Freakishly very much like her. But Nina was trying really hard not to think about that. Being accosted and mistaken as her wasn't helping. Why had she thought coming back to New York was a good idea? Oh right, to find out why she looked so much like a stranger.
Who are you then? One demanded, following her into the next block.
Nobody. Go home and compare our photos. That's what Nina had done after a friend from work, back when she had had a job, had remarked on how much she resembled the French model. That had been eons ago, when Nina had arrived in New York for the first time, bright-eyed and full of dreams. The photo of Auriel Cuvier on a runway had been making the rounds in fashion circles for the professionally tattered and much-lauded gown she had been modelling. Nina had found their similarities unnerving, but other events had soon consumed her. Now, after licking her wounds in Albuquerque for 3 months, she'd scrambled to get back here for that stupid interview, and it was the worst possible timing. Auriel's star had already been rising, but Nina had nursed vague hopes of crossing paths with her. As she had arrived, however, Auriel had slipped out of the city, emerging in India, where she promptly began to dominate international headlines. Auriel Cuvier was the previously unknown daughter of a Bollywood screen queen, and photographers were positively rabid to catch a photo of her. Her hair is different, Nina pointed out, mostly to shut them up. Thanks to Nina's sister's love of tints, Nina had streaks of pinkish red in her otherwise very similar near-black hair. Of course, the streaks were hidden by the half-bun she wore. She'd been trying to look professional for her job interview. Maybe that had been her mistake. Maybe they had wanted someone with flair. Maybe she should quit worrying what others thought of her and be herself. Who was she, though? Ignoring the twist of anxiety that went through her, she kept talking. Her mouth is different, too. The model's wealthy parents had been able to afford braces. Nina had a slight overbite. Hopefully, the photographers wouldn't look beyond that, because the shape of their full lips matched perfectly. Her profile says she's 5'11", I'm 5'9", and 3/4", basically 5'10". Today, however, she was so dispirited she was probably 5'3".
I'm not her. Who are you then? Talk to us. Are you related to her? Why are you still bothering me?
She walked faster, annoyed, and also growing alarmed. She was a 25-year-old woman being swarmed by a half-dozen men. The bustling people they passed averted their gazes, signalling they didn't want to get involved.
Tell us why you're not in India, Auriel.
One of the men grabbed her arm. Nina's self-defense training kicked in. She spun and jammed the heel of her palm into his nose. The impact reverberated from her wrist to her elbow, all the way to her shoulder. A jarring rush of adrenaline poured through her chest like fire. She bounced back on light feet while her bag fell off her shoulder and swayed on her arm, knocking against her knee. The man swore and bent, blood from his nose painting the sidewalk in bright blotches. The rest of the men fanned out, jeering and swinging their camera lenses between the injured man, who was straightening with a look of retribution in his eyes, and whatever terror was written into Nina's expression. Dear God, they were everywhere. She was surrounded. Her airway tightened and her wild gaze swerved every direction, seeking a path of escape. A blue and silver awning struck her eyes. She had walked in this direction unconsciously on purpose because, deep down, she was a masochist. Normally, she would have stayed on this side of the street and glared upward as she walked.